The Reds lost to the Cubs on Monday afternoon at Wrigley Field, 4-3 the final score. It's Cincinnati's seventh loss in their last 10 games. Ian Happ hit a three-run homer in the first inning to give the Cubs an early lead. The Reds fought back to tie it in the sixth, but Frank Schwindel singled off Michael Lorenzen in the bottom of the eighth to drive home the go-ahead run. Sonny Gray started for the Reds. He gave up that homer to Happ, but after that pitched well through five innings. Highlights coming up, but first some final thoughts on the game from the two guys who called it, Tommy Thrall and Chris Welsh.
Thanks, Ed. Chris, it's certainly a tough ball game today, especially when you think about how close it was, and there were two little things in this game that, in my opinion, make a big difference. The first is the error to start the ball game. Rafael Ortega reaches on the error. Right away, Sonny Gray's got somebody on base that he feels should have been out. Two batters later, a three-run home run. That's one run that shouldn't have scored. The Reds could have scored an additional run when they scored their three, rallying in the sixth inning. Suarez didn't advance on a wild pitch. The trailing runner would have been the difference in this game, as it turns out.
Oh, that is a big thing. There's no question about that. And I'm sure that David Bell's got that circled on his own personal scorecard as about a turning point in the ball game where you did not take advantage of what that's out there. But you're also playing a Cubs ball club that is very hot right now. They've won seven in a row. And this is the fifth straight time that they've won a game where they've scored the winning run in the sixth inning or later. So they're a team like the Milwaukee Brewers. They're just kind of finding a way to get it done. From what I see with the Reds offense right now, they're just kind of in the doldrums. When a left-hander faces the Reds, the right-handers are simply not picking up the slack. And until that happens, opposing managers are going to run those southpaws out there.
You got to imagine they need something to get them going, some sort of a spark. And this team seems to perform well when Wade Miley's on the mound. You wonder if that could provide the spark tomorrow.
Well, they wasted a good pitching performance today out of Sonny Gray and the relievers. They did a really fine job. And Wade Miley, you know, you hope that he's able to continue what he's been doing all year long. And he often pitches on the right day when the Reds get a lot of runs. As far as I can tell, he's undefeated when the Reds score at least 10. So maybe we can get to that tomorrow.
There you go. I don't think you're asking for too much. 4-3. Cubs beat the Reds today at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Get back to you.
Now to the highlights. The Cubs got on the board in the very first inning, and Reds killer Ian Happ once again did the damage. Rafael Ortega led things off by reaching on an Esdrubal Cabrera error at first base. Cabrera was starting in place of Joey Votto. Frank Schwindel then singled to left. That brought the former Cincinnati Bearcat to the plate.
Gray readies at the belt, turns loose the pitch. Happ swings, and he drives this. Left center field, well hit. Aquino going back, looks up, and it's gone into the basket. Three-run home run, Ian Happ. That is his ninth home run of the year, and the Cubs jump out to a 3-0 lead, three batters in.
Lefty Justin Steele started the game for Chicago. He gave up a two-out double to Nick Castellanos in the first. With two outs in the second, he gave up a single to Aristides Aquino and walked the liner to Shields. But Steele then retired the next seven Reds in a row. Aquino led off the fifth with his second hit of the day. He moved to second on a one-out sack bunt by Sonny Gray, but he was stranded at second base. The Reds finally broke through in the top of the sixth. Tyler Stevenson walked to begin the inning. Nick Castellanos then doubled, his 30th of the season. Justin Steele then hit Suarez with a pitch to load the bases. Then he did it again with Esdrubal Cabrera at the plate.
Left-hander sets and Steele home of the 0-2. It hits Cabrera. A fastball in, got Cabrera on the leg, and that forces home Tyler Stevenson, and the Reds have scored their first run of the afternoon on a bases loaded hit by pitch.
That was it for Steele. Cody Hoyer was next on the mound, and with Kyle Farmer at the plate, he gave the Reds an easy run.
To bat for Aquino, the pitch. Check swing. The ball gets away. Here comes Castellanos. Late break. Throw to the plate. Not in time, and the ball gets away from Hoyer.
On that play, Suarez did not move to third base. Cabrera did not move to second base. Farmer then struck out. Tyler Naquin lined out. So runners on first and second instead of second and third with two outs, and Max Schrock came to the plate as a pinch hitter.
From the belt, here's the payoff pitch. Runners go. Schrock lines it to left. Down the line. That'll get down and cut off in the corner by Happ. But Suarez will score. Cabrera around to third and Schrock into second with a pinch hit. RBI double to tie the game at three.
Boy, this kid can hit. I mean, flat out put the barrel on the ball.
After the Hap homer in the first, Sonny Gray was outstanding. He retired the next 11 batters he faced. Then after a Jason Hayward triple, he set down the next four batters, and his day was finished. Five innings, three hits, three runs, two earned, no walks, eight strikeouts, including a career-high six strikeouts looking. A home run, 66 pitches, 44 for strikes. Lucas Sims pitched a scoreless six for Cincinnati. Scott Efris gave up a one-out single to Tyler Stevenson in the seventh inning, but Nick Castellanos grounded into a double play. Efris came back and pitched a 1-2-3 eighth inning, and he may have got away with one with two outs and Kyle Farmer at the plate.
Right-hander Efris comes set. He brings it home. Farmer swings, clocks one in the air. Well hit center field. Going back, Ortega on the warning track. He makes the catch. Farmer hit it hard. The wind is blowing in today at Wrigley, and it knocked it down.
Luis Sessa shut the Cubs down in order in the bottom of the seventh. Michael Lorenzen came on the pitch the bottom of the eighth for Cincinnati, and he immediately got into trouble when he gave up a base hit to pinch hitter Alfonso Rivas. Rivas moved to second base on a wild pitch. Rafael Ortega flew out the right field for the first out of the inning. That brought Frank Schwindel to the plate.
Then the Cubs claimed him off waivers from Oakland. And a ground ball, base hit. Here comes Rivas around third. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's cut off by Cabrera. Cubs lead it 4-3.
Adam Morgan came on to pitch the ninth for Chicago. Tyler Naquin grounded out. Max Schrock flew out to center, and he got the final out against Joey Votto.
Here's the stretch, the 0-2 pitch. Votto swings, lines it to center field, and it is caught on a slide by Rafael Ortega. That ball looked like it was knuckling on Ortega and sinking quickly, but he was able to slide and make the catch on a hard hit bullet off the bat of Votto. Cubs have won seven straight for the first time since 2019 as the Reds fall today 4-3 to Chicago.
Reds lose it Monday afternoon 4-3, the final score. Here are the totals for Chicago. Four runs, seven hits, no errors, four left on base. Cincinnati, three runs, six hits, one error. They stranded six, and they were also just 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. Efros the winner, 2-0. Lorenzen the loser, 0-2. Morgan picks up his second save of the season. One home run in the game, Ian Happ, number 19 for the Cubbies. 2 hours and 45 minutes, 27,289 on hand at Wrigley Field. With the defeat, the Reds are now 73-66 on the season, and they are now a full game behind the San Diego Padres for that second wild card spot in the National League. Time to hear from Reds manager David Bell.
And there was opportunity to advance. If Gino would have gone to third, maybe Cavi goes to the second. Looked like Gino just kind of froze up. Didn't get a good read on the ball. I mean, he's doing everything he can to get to third base right there, and for whatever reason, he just did not get a good read. We came up big. That was our opportunity to get back in the game. We did tie it, but that played a part in the inning, and could have been a bigger inning.
What did you see? What was the difference between Sonny Gray after inning number one?
I felt like he struck every hair out. I know that's not true, but I mean, he dominated after the first inning, even in the first inning, a base hit home run. But after that, that was really fun to watch, and it's a lot of strikeouts, a lot of swing and miss, and commanding his pitches, and all of his pitches were, they had life, they had movement, and he had it all working.
It seemed like the Cubs pinch hitter really worked Lorenzen. He was in a two-strike count, and he just kept fouling pitches off and then taking some to work that hit.
Who was that, Mark? You talking about the last inning?
Yeah, Rivas.
Yeah, Rivas had a nice at bat, Schwindel. The leadoff hit was big. That leadoff hitter can be so important, especially late in the game like that. This team's been playing well, and I think that getting the leadoff hitter on right there, it really was the key to it. And they had the big hit to drop him in, but. Rivas gave a nice at bat.
Tuesday night, it's game two of this three-game series. Lefty Wade Miley goes to the mound for the Reds. He's looking for his 12th victory of the season. Adrian Sampson will pitch for Chicago. We're on the air with the pregame show at 7:10. First pitch is scheduled for 7:40. And once again, the final score Monday afternoon at Wrigley Field, the Cubs beat the Reds 4-3. And I'm Dave Armbruster with your Reds game recap.